Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called White Overtone Wizard, and it is the fifth day of the White Dog Wave Spell. And it is the Galactic Moon, day 15. And it's so obviously the third week in the west of the Galactic Moon, and I'm super surprised that we're already in the third week in the West, but I can tell because I hurt my shoulder today, and it was my galactic tone shoulder. So I'm going to remind everyone that the tones are counted on the major joints of our body, and per my teaching, they start on the left ankle. Per Jose Arguelles' teaching, they start on the right ankle, and you're going to have to figure out what is your truth. Maybe because I'm female, I think things start on the feminine receptive side of our body. I don't know this explanation, but I know that it evolved because I was following Jose Arguelles' in the beginning, and they didn't make sense to me. Okay, so the left ankle is magnetic, and then the left knee is lunar, the left hip is electric, the left wrist is self-existing, the left elbow is overtone, the left shoulder is rhythmic, the neck is resonant and is obviously in the middle without a mirror, and then we do go to the mirror of the right shoulder is galactic, the right elbow is solar, the right wrist is planetary, the right hip is spectral, the right knee is crystal, and the right foot ankle is cosmic. So I hurt my right shoulder today. And it's been a horrible day. I got my little microphone and earphones out late afternoon when I gave up on the day, but then I couldn't actually bring spoken words to the public ear until things had evolved a tiny bit. But it has been a horrible day, and it's been a really difficult few days, and it's all centered around my dogs. So this is the first white dog wave spell I've ever had. That's probably not exactly true, but you know, I don't think of the white dog wave spell as a time when I have to grapple with my dogs. I think of it as a time when I am like my dogs, and all these things I've spoken about how we are in our hearts and we are leading with love and loyalty. So rather than me being like my dogs, instead I'm just inundated with my dogs' evolving fate, and most particularly my only male dog has created in a sort of self-harming way a giant skin rupture above his tail. And I mean, I think he's really itchy from something, some allergy, so he ruptured his skin really bad, and he's a white dog, so he was all bloody. I just want to cry talking about it. And I've spent like days working with him and healing him and keeping him bandaged and keeping him out of places that he will ignite more friction and hurt his scabbing. And this morning, I'm so proud of him. He's been only on a leash, really depressed looking. And this morning I'm like, oh, look, we've got it. I've been putting tinctures and ointments and washing him. And then I had to do some vacuuming. And I'm like, what is that thumping noise? And it was him. He'd gotten into this place where he abrades against some wood, even though I had blockaded it. And he reopened everything. We have to start all over again. And it really destroyed me as a mom. So that's my white dog presentation, is that I have no idea what your white dog wave spell is like, but like my heart is breaking for myself, having to work this hard as a maternal dog owner. The limitations for the other dogs, because they're all getting sidelined as he is, has to have all this special treatment. My heart breaks for our routine, which has gone down the drain for all of us. And beyond that, I'm just applying it like, I don't like what's happening in Ukraine. I have a lot of feelings about the craziness in the world. So the white dog time for me is a different kind of heartbreak than it used to maybe be like, oh, my heart is breaking, or these are the original breakages of my heart, or this is the heartbreak regarding this romantic relationship. And instead I'm just heartbroken about the state of the world. I am. That's really the first true consolidated phrasing that I've found. I'm just heartbroken about the state of the world. I really am. And maybe it'll just last this white dog wave spell, because of course the heartbreak opportunities are never ending, but we move through different tonalities in how we frame our relationship to the world, to humanity, or the larger world. I'm going to tell you another story that came up last wave spell, but it was this very intense alignment shifter for me. It was about a hawk that was like, you know, with a hawk person. I know there's a name for that, but the hawk and the hawk trainer. So the hawk trainer lets the hawk go off, and then the hawk makes its kill, and then the hawk trainer knows where the hawk is because hawks eat their prey alive. So the trainer hears the disturbed animal that's being eaten alive and knows where the hawk is. And now I'm like making you all think about this, but I apologize, but I was just like, I mean, you know, I'm one of these people that's like, there's a hawk in the sky. How impressive. Oh, there's a noble creature. Sometimes there is a reason, Mayan reason, I'm talking about this, by the way, we're going to get there, but sometimes crows are really mean to hawks. And you're like, oh, those terrible crows and the noble hawk getting, you know, beat up by this group of bullies. And then, oh, look at their incredible feather coloration in the sky. Those red tail hawks. Okay, so the galactic tone is represented by the hawk. That's why this has any Mayan relevance. And so we're like, ooh, the galactic tone, the hawk. The galactic tone of integrity represented by the hawk. But I had to like have this major wake up. This is what I mean about existential. That like, I don't think eating bunnies alive is cool at all. That was my white dog. Like, a white bunny and a white dog are very similar. I know they're kind of dumb. They're like furry chickens. But I don't think that that's at all, as we would say, humane, to just eat things while they're alive. You know, break their neck, have at it. So anyway, I had, like, here we are, like, humans are terrible, animals are amazing, we keep doing things that kill animals with our, you know, overconsumption and overbuilding and our climate change. And yeah, it's all true, but Jesus, like, if hawks were in charge, it would be terrible. So I think that's a lot of things at once. I mean, you know, I'm telling you this story because it truly messed me up, but I'm trying to frame it in my end cosmology because it is the time of the hawk, and I learned about the hawk doing this in the time of the hawk, but also because in the white dog wave spell, it's almost like being, just having your small brain blown apart. Like, I have no capacity to handle this picture of suffering, and I'm not doing well with the kind of human suffering piece. And next door, where the prison is, they've been in lockdown for Omicron for months. And they have a rule there that the warden invented, which is if there's one case in, you know, a 2,500 person facility, if there's one case, they won't let visitors come. And there are a bunch of guards that aren't vaccinated. So that just really upsets me. Like, they are being deprived of human contact with their families, their teachers, because one person in a tight, tight beehive of jail cells has the virus. Okay, so are we all still listening to Lisa? How many minutes of bemoaning has this been? I don't think the white dog wave spell is fun or easy. I am super bummed out, and I am spreading it all over, and I apologize. That, to me, is what would help out in the world, if there could be more apologies. So I am trying to start with my own. Okay, so white dog, what else about it? I'm asking you, you know, rhetorically here, if are you falling in love? I do think that there is this stuff going on about love, heart, loyalty, which means that you could find your dating scenarios are easier right now. Like, people are melting from the pandemic's isolation and reaching out for each other. That's possible. Okay, I'm digging really deep here to think of something else that's not negative. Okay, that's it. That's all I've got on the white dog. The galactic moon's in its most intense week. It can't be about tidal fluctuation because the full moon has passed and we're going to be in like a quarter moon, the half moon. And so you can imagine that what is shifting into kind of volatility or acceleration isn't being driven by really obvious like tidal or gravitational shift, such as new moon and full moon. So we're going to have this like maybe physical equanimity, but other things are racing and charging. And so like our heart is racing. That's a really like a white dog experience, is like, how am I physically in my heart? Well, my heart is beating hard. My heart is stressed from staying strong. Yeah, I have a lot on my mind. Part of the white dog thing is not being able to think well. You know, I talked about that at the outset, like, oh, we're doing other things than being really analytical or able to see a big picture view right now. Instead, we are on all four foot pads and sort of diminutive that way, but we also are closer to the earth and more sensate to what's happening on earth, the environment around us. I'm going to go a little into the future here because I have just so many stories spilling out of me, and I feel like I really want you to have astrology and not just story time. So just so you know what's coming up, lots of the white dog wave spell is coming up, but just kind of reminding you of the overview of the Dzogchen. When we got to the blue monkey wave spell, we were at the center of the Dzogchen. But when we finished the yellow seed wave spell, we finished the third of five, what I call spirals. Each spiral is four wave spells. So let's kind of, this is like when I taught you the tones on your body. Let's like get into the big textbook part of these teachings. Just so you know, there are in the 260-day Dzogchen 20 wave spells of 13 days each. And they always go in the order of red, white, blue, yellow. So it's red dragon, white wizard, blue hand, and yellow sun. That's the first spiral of four, spiraling through the four directions. Jose Arguelles called them castles. For me, that doesn't work. It has to do with his original board game called the Dream Spell, but natural time has moved into something calendrical, not a game board. So a spiral. And then there's a second spiral. The first spiral, the one I just named, is in the east. Just like the first of anything is in the east. It's red. It's the red spiral of initiation. So then we have four wave spells that are in the north. And then we have four wave spells that are in the west. And then we have four wave spells that are in the south. And that's, so far that's 16 wave spells. But then there are four wave spells that are not in any of the four directions we're familiar with. There are four wave spells at the end of the Dzogchen that are in the center of the medicine wheel, which is green. We're not there yet, but I kind of want to take you through where we are. When we were in the blue monkey wave spell, just starting the second half of the Dzogchen is what I mean. We were in the middle of the blue spiral of transformation, the one in the west, the third spiral. And then we had the yellow seed wave spell, which was the final wave spell of this third spiral in the west. And then we started with red earth, the last wave spell before this one. We began our yellow spiral of the south, and the place of, sometimes it's called ripening or manifestation. So we will be in this for two more wave spells after white dog. This particular spiral that we're in is red earth, white dog, blue knight, and then yellow warrior. And I just wanted to put that out there on the horizon line. That if you're not having a fun wave spell, because it can go on for days sometimes, heavy karma. I used to think of the red serpent wave spells as always relentlessly difficult, but I've had one or two where I'm like, this is not so bad. And it's as if the pandemic pushed us so deeply into issues of survival, pushed us through portals of, survival and facing anxiety by really having a lot of it, that we're acclimated to the demands of the red serpent wave spell, which is about levels of fear, about survival and our instincts going off. So we may be living in that heightened state of anxiety so that when we get to red serpent, we don't notice that demand on us is already engaged. So maybe my issue with the white dog wave spell is, either coming to terms with a different kind of heart churning, kind of like when your heart is just so activated that it, it kind of blows up. And I don't mean broken into a million shards from someone dumping me. I mean, like, I just don't have the capacity I thought I did to love my way through things that hurt so much. And I was never a major expert on being the most loving person in your life. but I cultivated a ton of that when I lived in Santa Barbara. And I am a real love bug and a puppy love person, and I have four dogs. So it has been humbling to enter this white dog way spell and be like, well, it's hard. It's hard to be in our hearts and the environment that we've been catapulted into in the collective karma of the human / world environment. And then I just, you know, talked about all the spirals because Blue Night is coming up, and I do love the Blue Night tribe. So maybe this white dog wave spell is just a foregone stressor, and then maybe Blue Night will be better. And that is never how I live, ever. I never tell myself that maybe the next wave spell will be better. Some people do that and they remain, you know, better optimists. I usually just go, you can't think about the future as a place where things will be easier. You can know that life is cyclical and you'll have an easy time again for sure, but you can't pin it on Mayan astrology. I just need to get to the next wave spell. That is total bullshit to me. And the reason that this calendar hasn't been popularized and made into a fad is mostly because of that kind of sacrilegious, you know, obscuring of the essence, which is the request of the Mayan teachings, is that we just really have all of this imagery to deepen our present moment. We're given tribes and tones and layers of wave spells so that we are really, really busy with noticing what is happening right now. And it's different than the Eastern philosophies. Empty mind. And that's why I got engaged with the Mayan teachings after trying all of the others, including serious attempt to be Buddhist. Because I was terrible at meditation that asked me to think of nothing. And I'm really, really good at thinking of a bunch of things at once. And Mayan astrology / Mayan spirituality, you know, allows you to be super imaginal and super childlike in a fantasy world where you're just engaged with one sort of holographic image after another. So being in the present moment, obviously I'm calming down a little bit just by remembering my passion for this path. The white dog experience, the whole point of the podcast and me setting up my microphone, was sometimes to be like, well, if you're not having a good time, then I don't know. I think world heartbreak is kind of the theme. I do. Let's see. What else can we say? Have I talked enough about the galactic tone? I think all we're going to do is turn to the days that are coming and let ourselves not be in the future, but able to live in the next now because we have some information about it. So here we are on the fifth day of the 13 of the White Dog Way spell, and it is a Monday, I believe. So Tuesday, the 22nd, will be Blue Rhythmic Eagle, and we will maybe get some oversight intelligence back, the ability to see things from a bigger perspective back when we get to a Blue Eagle day. It's kind of a mystery, meaning what is it like to have an eagle day in the white dog wave spell? Then on Wednesday, it will be our resonant day, and it's yellow resonant warrior, which is anticipating the yellow warrior wave spell I mentioned that will be coming up, not for a while. We have to get through the Blue Night wave spell and then it'll be yellow warrior. But yellow resonant warrior is 20 days prior to that wave spell, and it's kind of a anticipatory sort of psychic insight and invitation for the first, you know, tiny essences of Yellow Warrior to come into being. Yellow Warrior days don't have to be wars. Rather, they're really intelligent and fearless moments for us to defend what we really believe in. And it's the galactic moon, so that's the question we continue to hold. Do I live what I believe? Doesn't surprise me that we're in the third week in the West of the moon of integrity, where we ask, do I live what I believe? And we're going to run right into a yellow warrior moment. I just feel like that can be one of those days where you just like throw everything down for the cause that you celebrate. Then Thursday will be a red moon day, red galactic moon, and it is a reference point back to the red moon wave spell that we had, but it's also a galactic day in the galactic moon that we're in. It's probably the last one. And I didn't mention, rewinding, that yellow resonant warrior is a portal day. And I'm going to actually go backwards. You're just being really sweet to let me bounce around. My dog has had blood all over him a number of times this week. I just need everyone to let me be broken. Yesterday was red self-existing Skywalker. It would have been Sunday, the 20th of February. And it was Barack Obama's Mayan birthday. I like that. I like that he's a portal. I like that it was his birthday. I like him, and it was a really spacey day, and dealing with some addiction stuff too, but anyhow, I just wanted to just point out it was a portal, and then we'll have another portal on this Wednesday, and yeah, I think I told you about the galactic day, red galactic Earth, and then there'll be white solar mirror, and it makes sense to me, given everything that I'm feeling right now, that when we are finally in the fire of the white dog wave spell, pulsing our intention most clearly and directly to the sun, which is like being on the mountain, talking directly to the gods, we're in white mirror, where sacrifice happens. And I want to just tell you this last kind of piece of allegory. That, you know, if the white dog wave spell is about the path of our loving heart and how we connect with our hearts in love, it's a perfect story that when we are on fire in our hearts, and we're communicating from the most direct place to our higher power. I mean, in other words, we're the closest to the sun that we can get. It's in white mirror, which is so true of love. Like, love has so much sacrifice involved. And heartbreak is how the sacrifice happened for the Maya. Their hearts were broken out of their bodies with a rock. And then the manifestation, I mean, I'm not making any sense, but just know that the manifestation of the white dog wave spell is blue storm. So, like, here's how I think it works in life, she said, as an expert. I think that you have all of this loving innocence and loyalty, and then you have to learn about sacrifice in order to be close to God. That your heart has to get broken so that you remember it's not just about, you know, the other beings on the ground, but there's this grand being, and it's about connecting to that. And then you have a transformation, which is how love works. Love takes us to places where our heartbreak is intense, but that's how we grow. That's how we storm through. We become forces of nature. Forces of nature fill in the absence of a beloved. So that's cool. I've been all over the map. I should re-record. I'm not going to. I'm apologizing again, but not for a bad podcast. I'm just apologizing because I just want to cry and cry about my friend who's gone and how you grapple not with loss, but just when you love someone and they leave, and then all of a sudden you don't even feel that, you know, they're a memory rather than, I'm learning a lot. Learning a lot. And grateful we got to have a podcast. It was kind of a miracle that my hands put out the little microphone so that we could all be here together. And I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.